Brock Evans has been at the vanguard of America's modern environmental movement since before the Wilderness Act became law. He's fought in many of its major battles while holding top positions with Audubon and Sierra Club, including ensuring an environmentally safe design for the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Evans talked about the history of the movement on Thursday with members of West Valley High School's Environmental Club as he pointed to areas on the map that have been designated wilderness since the law was passed in 1964.
It was not easy. Every one of those areas marked in pink or green or yellow down there, they're only because some one person or persons, Americans, loved it enough to stand up and fight for it when the time came. That's why we have this legacy.
But Evans told the students that he, like a lot of environmental leaders, are getting on in years. He's pushing 77 now. He says that's why he's advocating for youth to prepare to assume leadership of the environmental movement.
It's your turn. It's your generation's turn to stand up for these things if you care about them.
That's the theme of his latest book, titled Fight and Win, Brock Evans's Strategies for the New Eco-Warrior. It recounts lessons learned over the years and gives strategies to help youths prevail over the environmental challenges they'll have to deal with in the 21st century. So Evans was glad to hear some of the youths in the classroom talk about how they'd mobilized fellow students at both West Valley and Lathrop to make their voices heard about Fairbanks's air quality problems.
But this is great. I'm loving being here at the environmental club at the high school, and then you guys are already taking some action because that's what it takes.
Seniors Olivia Veazey and Rory O'Donohue say the club launched a campaign last fall to get students to advocate for measures to reduce air pollution. That included showing up and talking about their air quality concerns during a Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly meeting in mid-January and a State Department of Environmental Conservation hearing on the issue a week later.
About five or six of us volunteered to speak, and then we had about 20 other students, not necessarily all even in the club, but come with us just to support and like hold signs and stuff.
That presented Evans with a learning opportunity.
So that's why the power of votes, when it's mustered like you did, getting them down there in person and telling your personal stories, that's the best weapon we have to do these things. In effect, and it may not have had much of an impact in the first time you did it, but you have to keep on doing it over and over and over again and finally get through.
Veazey said after the talk that the students had mapped out a strategy to ensure their message got through during the meetings.
We sort of divided and conquered and split up each of the sort of points we wanted to talk about and then assigned those to different people to bring up in the meeting so that it sort of gave our group a singular direction.
O'Donohue says it wasn't hard to get students involved because they were already concerned about the issue. Says all they needed was some help on channeling that energy.
A lot of people showed up and wanted to support, even those who hadn't been in our club this year.
Veazey says the seniors inspired students in lower grades to get involved, and she says the experience taught her and the other students a lot about the process, knowledge that she intends to build on in the years ahead.
I think it was really important that we had this experience before we all go off to college and sort of understand how the process works and understand the best ways to create change and how to even go about creating change.
Veazey says the air quality activism demonstrates youth's concerns about the environment and that it shows they're ready to take charge when the torch is passed to their generation. For KUAC News, I'm Tim Ellis in Fairbanks.